This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, John, the right and wrong way.
Yeah, we got Teddy a Pistons hat, or sorry, the Easter Bunny got Teddy a Detroit Pistons hat for in his Easter basket.
Cool.
And as soon as he put it on, you're like, hey, we're taking pictures. And I thought, well, I'm going to make this picture look a little bit better. I'm going to put a little bend in his hat. And then I was told, no, that one's not supposed to be bent. It's a flat-brimmed hat. And I thought, well, it's a baseball hat, right? It's supposed to have a bend in it. I am of belief that if you wear a baseball hat, it's not, especially if you're now, okay, at the age of 3, it can look cute. At the age of 10, it can look all right. If you're over the age of 10, it should have a bend in it. A baseball hat is supposed to, it fits best if you have a bend in your hat. The function of a baseball hat is to keep the sun out of your face. And I know there's style and there's all of this.
Some of this is fashion, John.
Yes, I'm not much for fashion. It is supposed to be functional. And with a bend in it, it keeps the sun out of your eyes better than a flat-brimmed hat. And I can't stand the look of a flat-brimmed hat on anybody over the age of 10. I just feel like it's, if I were to walk in here with a flat-brimmed hat, I would look like a 49-year-old dude that's trying to look like a kid.
There's a right and a wrong way there's to wear a,
right,
a hat.
There's clearly a right and a wrong way. And the more I talk to people, this is one where people are very divided on.
Really?
And I can't understand the division because I've seen Doug walk in here with a flat-brimmed hat, and I think to myself the same thing. I'm like, should have a bend in it. These tools...
That's what you think?
Well, I'm not going to call him a tool. I just think that it's not the way you're supposed to. It's not the appropriate way to wear a baseball hat.
So I wonder if you're going to get called like old guy on the ticket text or you don't get it. Like the kids, it's the cool thing to do, the flat brim. Is that what it is? Like if Gen Z could hit us up, 248-539-9797.
Again, kids, we're talking about 10 or younger. And I might have, there might be some gray area, 11 or 12. Yeah. If Jack walked in with a flat brim hat, I'd be like, dude, you need to put a bend in that hat.
Heather?
I like the flat brimmed hat.
Do you?
Yeah, on the right person. My husband would never wear one, and he kind of is like your. We got Brooks a Tigers hat, and it was so cute. I liked it with the flat brim, and he's like, "No, we got to put the bend in it." I do agree.
Thank you, Colin.
It fits your head better when you bend it because the hat is going to fit around your
round square
head. But on certain people. On kids, but on adults as well. I like the flat brimmed hat.
I'm a John.
Oh, you are?
I am. I embrace the bend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
I think it frames your face better. It looks like a baseball hat should look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I like hats in general. I like hats over no hats. So I don't care if you put a bend in it or not, but I think it looks good on the right person.
Right. I'm a big fan of wearing the baseball hat. I think there are times where it's appropriate, to other times where it's not, right? You're not going to walk into a business meeting, wear a hat. But I do prefer the baseball hat versus no hat. But to me, it is right to put a bend in it, and it is wrong to have a flat-brimmed hat. And again, on a kid...
It's adorable.
It can be adorable.
It's really cute.
Is it because their faces are more blocky at that age? Do they fully develop?
I don't know. I mean, just kids... cute. Yeah, kids are just...
So they can get away with anything then. That's pretty much the same thing about the flat. Yeah, you can put them in anything.
Oh, you can. Yeah.
But there's adults they look really great on, too.
Are they square head adults?
No.
Do they wear them straight, or do they wear them kind of tilted to the side with the flat brim?
I don't care how they wear it. It looks good either way.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Dave in Allen Park. Dave, what's up? You're on 97.1.
Good morning, everybody. So, I agree with you. However, the caveat to it and the huge gray area is wearing the flat brim backwards. If you wear it backwards, you're good. Forward, not so much.
Okay. See, it just doesn't... I have tried a couple of times to wear one that is, quote, supposed to be flat-brimmed, and it just doesn't fit right. It feels like if I just put a bend in it, it would fit my head better.
No, backwards, they're perfect. I'm wearing a Boston Red Sox backwards right now on my way to get stitches checked for wounds that happened Friday, but
if it's Boston, you should definitely wear it backwards. You a Bregman fan?
No.
Bregman.
I have almost every MLB team.
Okay. So. All right.
It's to say, some people wear the hat because it's part of the look. So, like, it matches what they're wearing. So, they'll have, like, a Red Sox hat because it goes with the shoes they're wearing or something. So, it's fashion more than it is fit. Because I agree with you, the bend looks better, but people have... You're looking at me like I'm...
Wait. They wear the flat brim because it looks better
the other teams.
Well, you live here.
I agree with you. I'm just trying to explain where this person's coming from, potentially.
Okay, all right.
Sorry for giving him the benefit of the doubt. He seemed like a tough guy. He's getting some stitches taken care of.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with this guy.
Yeah, it must have been a snitch.
Snitches get stitches.
Sal and Canton, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question. Yep. Do they make baseball caps with the bend in it? Already with the bend?
No, the ones, I mean, anytime you get one at the store, they're all flat brimmed, and then it's up to you to customize it.
Okay, so with that being said, if they was meant to have a bend in it, they would make it that way. But now, by you bending the brim, you're making a fashion statement.
Oh, sure. That's just how it comes off the production line.
I get it.
Do you wash your shirt? All of a sudden it comes out, it's a little bit stiff, then you wash it, and it feels a little bit better. You wear it a little bit more. It just fits better. Like, I mean, that's not a fashion statement.
Well, if they don't make it with the bend and it's just flat, then that's how it's supposed to be made. But by you bending it, now you're making a fashion statement because it wasn't made that way.
John Jansen, fashionista.
Yeah.
Out here, put your own spin on your look.
There's not a lot. Well, there are some square heads out there, but not a lot of square heads that a flat brim, just you put it on, your head is round. You round the brim so it fits your head better. And it looks better.
Look, phone calls, ticket texts, people clearly fired up about this. John says, right and wrong when it comes to wearing your hat. You put a bend in the hat. Teddy got a hat over the weekend. Pistons hat, bent it. Ticket texters on the hat debate. Dan Campbell always has a bend in his hat. Debate over. Okay, boomer, who cares what style of hat people wear? As a Gen Zer, flat brim is a millennial thing. Gen Z wears the bend, and that was confirmed by another one of our Gen Z listeners who says bend the hat.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Millennials.
So you and your people.
Point to Heather, because she's the millennial defending the flat brim.
I like them. I'm the right person. You like... It's a person that has like this right swagger about them. It looks nice. I like it. My husband would never wear one because he apparently doesn't have the
right swagger.
No. You know what comes across this texture?
It wouldn't look good on him.
It wouldn't look good on me either.
It doesn't fit his personality.
I don't think I could leave the house. If I looked in the mirror and I had a flat, I would not be able to wear that out of the house.
It's a very belittling comment there.
Well,
oh, I don't think so.
But he knows it. Like, he knows he would never wear it like that. Like, he wouldn't feel comfortable. It doesn't fit his style. Maybe I'm not saying the right... Sorry, Colin.
I know what you mean.
But it's true. He knows it.
But the way that
he would never wear it.
My husband doesn't have enough swagger to pull it off is kind of how that sounded. But
it's just not the... It's not the... There's a certain...
Isn't it easier to see when you're that short in terms of having a flat one?
You're going to be able to see out the sides?
Yeah.
It ruins your peripheral.
See, I think this texture...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Deep laughter. This ticket texter, I think, nails it. Says, I think of Steve Buscemi's Hello Fellow Kids meme whenever I see an adult in a flat-brimmed hat, Ryan and Ypsilanti. It's like you're trying to be cool. I guess maybe if you are cool, you can pull it off.
But if you are cool, it looks cool. It looks good. I like it. I like hats in general, so wear them any way you want.
Where do you stand on the stickers? Because this guy says, I'm pro flat bill hat. Mm. However, what irks me is people who keep the stickers on the bill.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You've already bought it. Take the tags off.
But it's not just like the price tag. They're not leaving the price tag on. They're leaving that little, the shiny sticker on the bottom that's like the authentic. You know the sticker I'm talking about, right?
Yes, yeah. I know. Yes. It's as soon as you buy it, you take
off
the
all
stickers. Yeah.
It's I'm like indifferent about that too.
You know, it's like leaving the double XL
No, it's not.
Tag
it's,
on
no,
that.
It's not.
Sure,
it's
yeah.
not like
it's
that
not
at
that
all.
Bad.
No, it's not. It's not like that. That's.
You buy something, it is now yours, and you could do whatever the hell you want with it. Wear it however you want, but if you buy it, you take the tags off. The sticker is just another tag.
John in Milford says, the flat-brimmed hat is like Denard Robinson not tying his shoes. All style, no function.
Mm, yeah.
Let's get to Rob in New Baltimore. Rob, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Got to let you know, I have an embroidery shop in New Baltimore, and I've been to a couple of the hat shops where their hats are made, and New Era told me that they are made flat in production with a flex board, and it's all because of shipping. Because if you bend them at production, what happens when they're packing them in the box of 12 or 24, they start to rise up in the box. And then they get damaged during shipping. So that's why they're made flat brimmed with a flex board inside the brim.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, you can fit more in a box and they don't get damaged in shipping.
Correct. And everybody has a different facial balance. So the bend is usually to the just at the eye level of most people's faces. Like a lot of ball players use it to get that corner over the eyes. So they're not getting that glare coming in.
There you go.
Mention so you got to definitely take the tags off. Mini Pearl, her trend is long gone. Get rid of the tags. We don't need to know what size you wear. It's like walking around with your underwear hanging out. We don't need to see them and know what size you wear.
All right, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
We have an interesting ticket text.
Mini Pearl was born in 1912.
Who?
I didn't know who that was.
No, I don't.
Mini Pearl? What is she famous for?
Wearing hats with tags.
Yes.
I have no idea.
She was a comedian. The photos are in black and white.
But there's a hat with a tag on it.
Yes.
John is right. Hats need the bender. You look like a clown. This is the most interesting one. Teddy is currently proudly wearing a re-flattened new Pistons hat. Just because you have a big head doesn't mean other people can't rock a flat bill signed Teddy's mom.
Yes, Teddy's going to rock whatever we put on him. And Lisa's style, no question, greater than mine. I'm all about function. Got to keep that sun out.
She doesn't text in often. That must have struck a nerve.
I think I did.
Yes. I want it on the record that Teddy will not be wearing a curved hat.
I want to hear this, wearing a hat to be functional. Got to keep the sun out the next time John is wearing a hat in the studio.
Well, we have these lights now, so it's very much functional.
Covers up the hair day when you don't feel like styling it does, hair. Yes.
But it just fits better. That's part of the function is that it fits better with the bend.
It looks more natural.
It stays on better. You don't have to worry about the wind quite as much.
We don't have a light switch for the sun.
No, we do not, which is why you bend your hat. That's your light switch.
Mike and Lyndon, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good, sir. I'm a big advocate of the, I always bend my hats, but I will say, some hats are, they feel like they are designed to not be as flexible with the bend. Like there's, if you look at the brim on some hats, they have more stitching and they're more capable of the bend, and some hats just don't have as much, and it's harder to curve that bend that you want to get without ruining the hat and making it look all floppy on the sides and everything. I was in the military, and we used to starch our hats. We call them covers, and we would sit there and put them around like a bottle or anything to keep it in that posture. But they had it formed to it better. But no, I'm not a big fan of the flat brim. I like nice curve. I like, you know, you sit there and you work it like breaking in a glove.
That's right.
You work in your hat. Yeah. And you're just sitting there and you're playing with it and you're getting it right and adjust it. And
You're a grown up.
Yeah.
So you wear your hat like a grown-up.
Yeah. I like this topic. I want to call in and talk to you guys for a second. So.
Thanks,
Mike. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it, yeah.
He's a curvy guy. Doesn't like the flat stuff.
Texter said...
all of a sudden, Mr. What? Maturity over there can't have a laugh.
I laughed. I giggled.
Texter says flat brim is Jay-Z's signature. So that's part of it.
Okay.
40-year-old black male here says, I wear a flat bill every day, but I will wear a bent bill when I golf.
Okay. So when you actually need to function versus...
out in the sun versus fashion.
Style.
Yeah. Adam on a cell. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, good fellas?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, man, John Jansen, I got to tell you something, sir.
Well, you
man,
tell
that
me.
Flat bill, you put that flat bill on, I swear to goodness, when you walk out that door in the morning, you're going to feel something in your soul. And what I mean by that is Eminem, man, I grew up in white suburbia, and I really didn't have a lot of culture. And Eminem sported that flat bill along with the rest of NWA, and I was sold. And I ain't going to lie to you. I can bend maybe a trucker hat, but I can't bend a new era. I can't bend a brand new fitted. Can't do it, sir. Love you guys. Go Pistons.
Huh. Go Pistons.
Yes. I mean, I think Greg in my ear brought up a great point.
Yeah.
I probably would feel something. I'd feel shame. I feel shame. Yes. Like the hockey goalie and Slapshot.
I mean, maybe you should try it because Lisa clearly likes it.
Hey, mate, you might be onto something.
Uh-huh. Give it a try, John.
If I came in wearing a flat-brimmed hat, I think she would look cross-eyed at me. It would not look good. And no. It would be something completely out of left field.
It's 97.1.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.